And boy, and leaving me no choice. The difference between me and you again, to see I wanted to when you was four. In this rap game, it get hit to some time, but I thank the Lord, cause I'm not where I was.
Pipe it up.
Wake up in the morning, up in diamond truck.
Pipe it up.
Wake up in the morning, up in diamond truck.
Hey, yeah. Catch Street Athens Live, with DJ Will Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Here to know it's the hottest jam. Street Athens Live airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here.
Believe it.
On K100 Radio, get live with DJ Will Money, you heard?
Real rap. Promo.
Artists, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
Promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Oh, yeah. Shots fired. What up, though? K100 Radio. What's good, everybody? Welcome. What's up, man? K100Radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzum. You can follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. Follow us at K100_radio. That's Twitter and IG. You know what it is right now. We're getting ready to jump into a direct line interview. All right? And, of course, what we do over here when we do the direct line interviews is we show love to independent artists. We talk to producers. We talk to DJs. We talk to all kind of people, man. You know, it's not just artists that we interview over here. We've interviewed politicians, strippers, all kind of people. You know, so our direct line interviews are basically a one-on-one conversation with who's ever featured. Now, today, though, we do have an artist on the line. And let me tell you how we came across this artist. This artist is actually the winner of our very own DJ Will Money, who you just heard go off the air if you've been listening and rocking out with us. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us. All you people listening right now that just rocked out with DJ Will Money for the Street Anthems Live and Mix Show. Shout out to DJ Will Money, you dig? What's up, homie? But this artist that we're getting ready to interview was actually the winner of a contest that DJ Will Money sponsored himself. And it was a free mixtape contest. He gave out a whole bunch of prizes and everything. And this guy right here waved through all the other artists. Bubbled up to the top, became the cream of the crop. I want to welcome HT Player to the broadcast. Let's get it. HT Player, what's going on? You live on K100 Radio, homie. What's happening?
Oh, I'm feeling really good, man. I'm blessed and honored to be here, man, and just be on the phone with y'all, man. And thank y'all for having me. Let's go.
That's what's up, man. Let's get it. Shots fired. Let's go ahead and set this thing off. Welcome. So first and foremost, real quick, tell us where you're from, HG Player. Go ahead and give it to us. Where you from? Where you representing?
I'm representing Cleveland right now. I've been living in Cleveland for about 4 or 5 years. I'm born and raised in New York, though. But I represent Cleveland right now, man. And they've been showing me a lot of love out there, and I've been moving real, real steady. So I'm Cleveland right now to the fullest. Let's get it.
So it's the Cavs over the Knicks for you or what? Well, tell me. What is...
right now it is, right? The Cavs are the playoffs, man. They're killing. Right now it is, man. I mean, I will always have my heart tied into my hometown squads and stuff like that, man. But right now I'm living in the land, and the land has been very, very good to me, man. And I'm making more moves in the land than I was able to do in New York. So I got to rock out with them right now. You feel me?
All right. You know what? Matter of fact, you know, it's interesting that you said that because you bring up a valid point. And, of course, with our direct line interviews, we're going to focus on the music. We got some dope music by HT Player that we're going to get ready to run. Got his joint called Too Easy loaded up. I think the other one, I don't know. We got another
one.
Got two joints loaded up for him. So we're going to rock with him. Make sure you guys follow him off top right now. Tweet them out right now if you're checking them out or if you're rocking with them at HTPlayer, HTPLAYA. All right, the number to dial in if you want to holler at them, give them a shout out while we're live on the air, 347-934-0966. Again, 347-934-0966. It's only if you're listening to this live. If you listen to this replay on SoundCloud, we appreciate you, but that ain't going to work right now. Anyway, but it's funny that you brought it up. And here's a question I got for you. And I always kind of come up with my questions on the fly for the artists because I feed off what you guys say. But you said that the land has been good for you and you was able to get more accomplished in Cleveland than New York. Now, most people say pause. And people are going to say, how is it possible that you got more popping in Cleveland? Because New York is the Mecca. It's where hip-hop started. It's a big city. It's one of the biggest, if not one of the biggest, most known cities in the world. How is it that you feel you got more accomplished in Cleveland? I kind of know the answer that generally comes with this, but I want to ask you personally, how do you feel that you've been able to accomplish more in Cleveland than New York?
Well, New York has, when's the last artist you heard come out of New York that's actually popping? I know you're going to say, people say designers from New York, but he is from New York, but he doesn't have a New York sound, the typical New York sound. I don't have a typical New York sound, but it's there. You could tell I'm from New York when you hear me talk, you hear me spit. I was able to get off outside of New York, I believe it's because, you know, they have very trained ears out here in New York, man. If you listen to some of the major radio stations in New York, man, they don't play nothing past, 2002. So it's like they're not really playing anything that's current or up to date or nothing like that. So for me to get out of New York and be in a smaller market where they're more open to different people and different ideas, that's how I was able to get off, man, because I'm fresh, I'm new, and they were able to hear my sound and they gravitated towards it more so than they did in New York. Now, don't get it twisted. People in New York love me, and I'm definitely certified in New York, but it's just a smaller market in Cleveland, man. It's just a smaller market. It's just smaller. It's a big fish in a small pond, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so there's a couple of things that you said that I want to address. All right, first thing is you said that some of the stations, they don't play anything current or anything past 2002. Now, to answer your very first question back before that, when you said, who's popping, you asked me who's popping. Now, who's popping? Yeah, you have to say designer because he's got the number one single in the country. Who's good? Whose music I like? You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Because, with me, that right there is just, it is what it is. I've heard it before, and whatever else criticism I could probably drum up right now about that record. You know what I'm saying? But it is a number one hit record. You know what I'm saying?
And you're in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you used to hearing records that sound exactly like that.
And that's why I want to kill it. That's exactly why I want to murder it and choke it in his fucking crib. But anyway, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to focus on you. We're going to focus on HTPlayer because I'll go off on a rant about that whole shit, and we're not going to do it right now. We're going to talk about HTPlayer. Now, listen, because it's so much I can say. But anyway, here's the thing. And you said the big fish in the small pond, which is basically what I was going to allude to coming up, because it's a lot easier. The good thing about cities like Atlanta and New York and L.A. and Chicago, they have more resources to create music, more people to collaborate with and get the music done. But when it comes to getting it out there, you've got a lot more competition. So the big fish in the small pond scenario, I totally get. I understand. You feel me? So I understand how that works. And that was pretty much the answer that I was looking for at the end of the day. You pretty much gave it. But you said something about when New York doesn't play anything past 2002, right? And you said they don't play a lot of stuff current. Well, here's my thing with that. You've got New York. I like the era of hip-hop, and I like what I did like about hip-hop when it first came out, like in the, I guess you want to call it the golden era or whatever, was that you had these distinct sounds that came from all of these different regions, and now it's a lot of people finally just openly saying about New York has kind of lost its identity, whereas when you heard a New York artist, you kind of knew they was from New York. You know what I'm saying? It's been a couple of guys that lately, like Troy Ave, who really, to me, say what you want to say about his personality, but Troy Ave really embodied New York to me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? He really was fucking New York when he came out. That's why
thing about Troy Ave, though, man, is like, I'm talking about popping on a major, major league level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about on the Jay-Z level. I mean, we got those little artists that are they're there. Joey Badass is there. There's tons of guys that are there, but who's really there? You know what I'm saying?
But whoever is gonna that, you know what? And that's the thing I think about with New York people. I think New York has this fucking unrealistic expectation because y'all dominate the region, dominated it, came from out of there. So when it first popped off and all the money was circulating, where people still actually bought albums and fucking didn't download them, you know what I'm saying? You know, guys reached their pinnacle and it was, and people, there is not gonna be another Jay-Z. I don't think rap can, hip hop can create another Diddy or Jay-Z. You feel me? Because there's not enough money generated from the music as it was that helped them create their empires. You got to find other ways to pop off. So I don't even think that New York is ever going to make another mogul like that. If they do, it won't come from rap. You know what I'm saying? I just see it happening.
I can't agree. I got to tell you how I disagree, man, because Canada's making, they're making moguls, man. You got Drake doing his thing. That he's a mogul. I got to say he's a mogul because he signed another axe, right?
That's a thing. But see, here again, I'm going to tell you something. Here's my personal belief. First of all, I don't want to include any other country outside of America simply because everywhere but America appreciates hip-hop a lot more. You feel me? There's a low level of appreciation for the art and craft of hip-hop in America, and it came from here. But if you go to the U.K., Australia, Japan, Canada, they respect hip-hop. They respect the artists. They respect the art form of it a lot more. And that's why I don't even like to compare guys like Drake, because he's where he's from, you know what I'm saying, Canada, there's a general, even in the underground, there's a general appreciation more for the music, the actual music. Not the hustle of hip-hop, but the actual music. And so I think it's unfair because, man, you go over to London and shit, man, I go over there and get some MCs from London to eat anybody you find up over here right now. They hungry in London. They ain't fucking off in the U.K. We got some artists that we play in the U.K. will fade damn near anybody you can get over here. You know what I'm saying? Because they love hip, and it's different. So I don't even want to bring Canada and the U.K. into it because it's unfair because the fans, the people, the lovers of hip-hop are still there. And it hasn't just become this big commercial cloned out whitewash that it has, especially over here in America. You know what I'm saying? So with me being who I am and going through all this music and having to really be in contact and actually looking at how many people listen to this station from different places, I can tell you that there's just a more appreciation for hip hop in other countries. And that's just, it's kind of unfair to try to use to bring Drake into it because he's got that American vibe feel, buddies from Canada. So he's getting the best of both worlds right now. Drake is unfairly winning. But anyway, let me move on.
Drake is unfairly winning. My man says it's a cheat code.
Nobody wants to bring up that fact. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to talk about that.
Thought about that, actually.
Yeah, but nobody brings that shit up. You know what I'm saying? He's got the advantage of being from a whole nother country. And then they all love hip hop so much, and they all want a champion from Canada to rule hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like if the Raptors were to win the NBA championship or something, you think it's a party? You know what I'm saying? You think it's a party? Shit.
Yeah, the whole country will be partying, right? Not just one little city.
Exactly. It's a win for a whole country. It ain't like when you win for Cleveland, or if Jay-Z wins, he wins for New York. Drake wins, Canada. Our country wins, you know what I'm saying? Country. Nobody talks about that. But anyway, so that's why he's got a trillion trolls on the internet and all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying, to help him body somebody when he wants to beef with a Meek Mill or anything. But, you know, I'm going to move on. Next question. All right. Now, your style and your swag, earlier you mentioned that, how did you adopt that? Like, how much of New York do you feel, or do you even feel like you should give off a feel or a vibe of New Yorker, or are you just making music like whatever it is that you feel is hot, that's what HT Player is going to do?
Well, I'm very versatile, but when I talk, people know I'm from New York, and I give off the New York vibe. That's why people in Cleveland gravitated towards me, because I was different, and I stuck out like a sore thumb out there. So it's like, you know I'm from New York when I talk, when you hear me spit. You can hear I got New York, there's New York slang being thrown into some of the stuff I do. Also, I use a lot of melodies because I can sing as well. So it's not a general style. You know what I'm saying? It's not the typical boxed-in New York style where it's super dry, aggressive rap. It's not like that. It's got a lot of flavor and a lot of swag to it, but you could tell I'm from New York, and I've retained all my New Yorkerness, of course.
What about production when you're searching for beats, when you're searching to work for producers? What are you looking for?
Just something hot, something that grabs my ear. I mean, I work with anybody as long as they got something hot. If it's hot, I'll give it a listen, and if it's for sale, we'll make something magical, man, because I feel like I can work to any beat. I can bring out the best in any beat.
All right, cool. So let me ask you this. Real quick, I want to touch on how we actually got connected with you, which is through DJ Will Money. How did that go? How did you end up connecting with DJ Will Money and getting the free mixtape and winning the contest? How did that all work out? How did that matchup happen? Because that's why you're here right now.
Yeah, I had, I don't know how it happened, man. I just started, what I do. I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and reach out to this DJ about something totally different. It wasn't even about the contest just yet. And then it was, then after that, what I say to him, because I got it right here. So I hit him up, and I said, yo, I hit him on January 20th. So what's good, bro, let's work. And he said, let's send you a service pack. And I'm like, yo, what's the DJ service pack? He's like, one song, one dirty, one clean. I like the DJ, the pack is sent. I said, what happens now? You a radio DJ? He said, oh, yeah, I'm a radio DJ. And he was busy, and he really didn't talk to me, referred me to his manager. Then he hit me up and said, yo, why don't you submit for this mixtape competition? So I'm like, all right, I'll submit the song for the competition. And then he's like, what's good, bro? If I select you, will you have at least 10 songs ready? I said, you know I do. Select me. Nobody's prepared as me. Let me get my shot. And that was it. And he said, you know what? That's all I need to hear. And now we're here.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you wasn't expecting me going into great details, was you? You thought it was going to be something generic. Nah, man, I got everything prepared. I'm ready. I'm right here for you.
That was actually deep. That was actually a conversation that you just had with someone. It sounds like you probably was reading text messages back and forth, I think, or email. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was reading Instagram DMs, man, because that's how I met him off Instagram, man, because I was hungry and I wanted to connect. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, enter the competition. If you got it, we'll see what's good. I entered the competition. He said, you know what? Let's move on it. And that's how I got in front of you today.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. I think a lot of art, it's something to be said about that, because I think a lot of times, sometimes artists may tend to complicate things, or sometimes I think a lot of artists on the come up, they may think that that's bullshit. Like, I can tell you that I shared the contest thing multiple times, and, you know, not a lot of people really just hit me up about it. I shared the information. Of course, I directed them over to Will Money. But, you know, it's something like people look at something and say, oh, is it free? It's probably some bullshit. It's probably a scam, blah, blah. Nah, not really. And now here you are. Artists,
now I'm chilling.
Who don't even act on shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
let
me tell you why. I can tell you why. Let me tell you why if you don't mind me telling you. I'm going to tell you why right now. It's because they're afraid of direct competition. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to lose. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the type of guy that I know I'm going to win everything. So it doesn't matter if it's a competition or not. Matter of fact, I just won a championship down in Cleveland, Unite CLE Championship. I just beat everybody out, and now I'm the champion of Cleveland. So I'm actually the guy in Cleveland right now. So I'm not afraid of direct competition, man. Like, so when it comes to that, I don't care. I'll do any competition, brother. Like, if you say it's a competition and I can get a prize out of it and I could beat everybody else, let's do it. That's kind of guy I am.
Because it's too easy, right? It's just too easy, HG player.
It's too easy, man. But you know what? It's not too easy. It comes with hard work and dedication. I know I could outwork anybody. So that's why I'm here.
That was my segue into the song. Slick oh. Segue.
Oh, yeah, too easy.
There you go. Thanks, Brian. Let's do it again. That's too easy, right, HG player?
Oh, it's just really too easy, man. And matter of fact, you got that joint right now. You got that too easy. Go get that on iTunes. Listen to it on Spotify. Here it is. Too easy. Let's go.
Too easy right here. First time we ever played it on K100 Radio. Probably won't be the last. Let's get it, man. HG Player. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at HG Player, PLAYA. This is a new joint called Too Easy right here on K100 Radio. Again, shout out to DJ Will Money for putting this all into effect. Let's get it. You're not live with the best. K100Radio.com. Run that.
Like purple drink, knots in the pot, stay bold. bulging out. Don't keep no strength in the bank. I'm all outrageous, I mean contagious. The money make noise like a book turn pages. And when I go and throw it up in the air, I bet them hoes start raging. Babe, that's crazy, I never seen you do it like this. You bend it over, then you roll hips. You make him wanna give tips. If your man ain't here, baby, he don't exist. Don't trip, just do what you do. I'll keep shit on the low. And if you need some cash to blow, you know just where to go. Whoa. Dollar bills on dollar bills, don't act like a n***a don't got it. Dollar bills on dollar bills, don't act like a n***a don't flaunt it. Dollar bills on dollar bills, I might just switch to the Honda. Dollar bills on dollar bills, don't act like your work don't want it. Go. I don't really wanna sound sleazy. Girl, I had a vision. The way you wear on Serena Williams can't fit in them True Religion. Maybe I'll let her drink for free, put liquor in her system. But that hope, no, not to play with me, or she gon' be a chalk mission. I'm HT, hot topic conversation piece. Get it popping in the sheets. Keep it moving like I broke my lease. Please, just do what you do. I'll keep you strong alone. And if you need some cash to blow, you know just where to go. Whoa. Dollar bills on dollar bills, don't act like a n***a don't got it. Dollar bills on dollar bills, don't act like a n***a don't flaunt it. Dollar bills on dollar bills, I might just switch to the Honda. Dollar bills on dollar bills, don't act like your wealth don't want it. Go. I don't really want to sound sleazy.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
That was H.T. Player, and he don't want it if it's too easy. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. You can hit the phone lines up while we're live right now, only while we're live, all right? If you listen to this replay on SoundCloud, we really appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on SoundCloud. If you miss any part of this interview live, make sure you go to SoundCloud. Just type in K100 Radio, the letter K, number 100 Radio. Type in K100 Radio, and you'll find us. Follow the broadcast. A lot of times, our interviews are recorded. If you miss them, you can go over there and check them out. We got interviews with all kinds of people, man. B.O.B., Yo Gotti, Mano, all kinds of people, man. I lost count. But we got a ton of interviews with independent artists. If you want to know about being on K100 Radio and having a direct line interview, hit up our website, K100Radio.com, and go to the ads and promo page. Now, back to H.T. Player.
Yes, sir. Hey, what you think of the record, man? You liked it?
Yeah, I rock with it, homie. We're definitely going to rock with it. It's cool. I like it. And here's the thing about it. Here's what I'll say. Now, listening to that, never, ever, 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 ever would I think you even been to New York, let alone be from there. You know what I'm saying? Because
wow.
I just that right there sounds like, you know, Cleveland. You say Cleveland. I say, okay, yeah. That's a sound that I can believe. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely don't hear New York in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, not at all. But, I mean, it's a good record. It's a dope record. It's current. It's what's popping right now. You know what I'm saying? But again, like hearing it, listening to it, I can see why you could stand out more, you know what I'm saying, in a place like Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, the style doesn't sound New Yorkish at all to me. You know what I'm saying?
The thing about that is, man, that the styles are changing, man. Like you said, if an artist came out right now rapping like Nas with straight no melodies and not knowing how to work his voice and do certain sounds and stuff like that, if an artist, it wouldn't work. I mean, and Nas is top five of all time. But an artist sounding like that nowadays, it just would sound corny. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's attention span is so small. They ain't really listening to lyrics. So I feel like I got the best of both.
Well. There is this kid named Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole that I beg to differ on. But anyway.
Okay, listen, and I'll go into that. But how many times do you hear J. Cole singing lyrics? J. Cole's always singing lyrics. And Kendrick Lamar's production is bar none. It ain't just he's like sitting there being a rapper and a prophet. You know what I'm saying? He's saying controversial things, so he's gonna make you listen. But it ain't like he's just sitting there spitting. Like Nas was just sitting there spitting. Nas was literally just sitting there spitting. Sure, he had some kind of controversial topic, but there was no melodies. Nowadays, Kendrick Lamar, there's melodies in Kendrick Lamar stuff. It's all melodies. It's not singing because there's no auto tune, but there's melodies there.
I think that I but here's the thing. It's a question of, I guess that's going to come into a question of personal taste. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, like, I want to, I if I could go back in time, I literally stabbed the person who created autotune in their sleep. You know what I'm saying? I just stabbed them. You know what I'm saying? And you saved me a lot of grief in the next couple, 2 decades, bro. You know what I'm saying? But that's just personal opinion when it comes to the music. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I mean? But I think that what you're saying is true now when it comes to the younger 14 to 25 demographic, maybe up to 28 almost, but definitely 14 to 25 demographic. That's the sound that they like and want, and they're okay with that. Whereas me, I'm older. I'm in my 30s. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, give me something else. I'm tired of hearing that same thing over and over. Which is why, you know, when it comes to the programming over here at K1's Radio, you're going to hear everything. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to hear just one kind of music. You're not going to hear just crunk. You're not going to be just turned up. We kind of focus on all different kinds because, again, and that's just in America. I want to make sure that you understand that. You know what I'm saying? If you go overseas, they're going to be like, fuck that shit. Where's the fucking bars at? Especially in the UK. They don't give a fuck. If you ain't got no bars, they're not fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? That's why Lady LaSure is killing shit, because she got bars. And she's one of the biggest, hottest artists over there. And she's a FMC, but she sounds like fucking Rod Digger. And she's the shit in the UK. You know what I'm saying? So
I got you.
It all depends on where you at, homie. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what you like and where you at. And maybe your age has a lot to do with it, too. So,
Listen, man, I definitely got some bars for you, too, man. The next song you hear, you're going to hear some bars on it. Song was bars, too. It just was masked behind the melodies. Like, if you hear what I said, I'm actually saying some things in that song. It's just that the melody is so powerful, it makes you forget about the bars. You got to be aware of that, too, because the melodies sometimes overpower the bars. You got to realize that.
Yeah, but I saw a lyric sheet for Panda, and I wanted to kill him. You know what I'm saying? I actually looked
at
the lyric.
Atlanta.
I was like, bro, I can't believe this is the number one record right now in hip-hop. Like, I couldn't believe it. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Let me move on. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. Oh, we got a call on the line. Hold on real quick. I think this is the homie DJ Will Money. He said he was going to call in and shout you out while we was live on the air real quick. Hold on. DJ Will Money, what up, homie?
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? Yo, I just wanted to call in and say what's up to you guys, man.
What's good?
Hey, what's up, HT Player? What up? Salute. And I just want to salute you too, Blizzard, man, for involving K100 with this mixtape contest that I ran, man. I really appreciate your involvement with this too, man. For sure.
Absolutely. You know, we wanted to make sure that it was big. You know, you rocking with K100 Radio. Of course, if you don't know, you can catch DJ Will Money live every Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern. That's 4 o'clock Central. For the Street Anthem Live Mix Show. And he's always breaking dope. I don't know why. He's always breaking new shit, dope shit. Like, DJ Will Money works. You know what I'm saying? He actually breaks new record and has dope mixes. So you guys definitely need to check that out every Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. and connect with him, especially if you're artists, as you can see what can happen when you connect with the DJs. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
For
you know,
sure, DJs, for sure.
Yeah, DJs is rocking with radio stations like this one. You know, we internet, but we one of the more popular and more professional internet radio stations you'll come across. You know what I'm saying? So definitely rocking with us, and we rocking with you because you rocking with us, homie, and that's just how it works.
I mean, oh, and I like, love, man.
I told DJ Will Money, and I'm saying it on air, when I'm in New York right now because I got a couple meetings, but when I get back from New York, I told him I'm going up to Cincinnati. I'm about to go check him, for real.
Oh, yeah, we're going to connect, no doubt, no doubt. And I just want everybody to know, man, HT Player, you heard the single today. You heard the single, but he got some more music on deck that's fire. Believe
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what I think is interesting? It's really interesting, like, listening to what was just said right then. He was like, have you, okay, let me ask this question while we're on the air. Have you guys ever physically met?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Here's my point. Everybody listening, anybody listening to this, whether you're listening live, whether you're listening to the replay or whatever, man, understand the power of the internet. You have to unlock. These are two people that haven't physically met yet, and still the grind is there. Yet and still, this artist is benefiting, and this DJ is discovering new music, and we're breaking the music, and we're airing it, and all this is happening amongst people who've never sat in the same room yet. But it's all working, and it's all valid, and it's all going and continuing, and this is what it's all about. When you're online, you have to, when you reach out to people, this is what can possibly happen. So a lot of people be like, ah, man, you can't make it happen sitting, you got to get out in the streets. And yeah, you got to get out in the streets and work, but don't act like the internet don't matter. You're a fucking clown if in 2016 you don't understand what can happen when you do the right thing on the internet. And this is what can happen. Interviews, DJs in other cities breaking your record, and shit can pop off, and you can be popping in a whole nother city, and you ain't even been to that bitch, and never smoking, you ain't never fucked not one chick there or smoked one blunt in that motherfucker, and you still popping. You don't know. So just understand the power of the internet, and I think this is a really great example of it right here live on K100 Radio. You dig? With both of these guys. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yep. Man. Absolutely.
All right, man. Make sure you guys follow DJ Will Money at I am DJ Will Money. Hit him up, man, and rock with him. Make sure you check him out every Thursday. All right. Thanks, DJ. Thanks, homie, for calling in. I appreciate it, all right?
All right. Salute, homie.
For sure. All right. Back to the homie HT Player. We got more music. Don't go nowhere. We got to drop this other joint. We're going to bang out two of them today. You know what I'm saying? We got this other joint called I Don't Know, right? I Don't Know.
Yeah, for IDK, I Don't Know, man. It's a story. You got to listen to it, man. It's lyrical. It's the lyrics you've been waiting for, but it's current and it's up to date. So you're definitely going to enjoy it, and everybody else is going to enjoy it as well.
All right, we're going to check out one more before we ride out into the sunset with HT Player. This is IDK right here on K100 Radio. Again, follow him at HTPLAYA, at HT Player. That's IG and Twitter. Let's go. I Don't Know.
This about to be it right here.
Police asking questions, time is ticking, the first 48. I don't jock the clock, I cop the watch, and that's my Cartier. Niggas don't want no part to make, don't know why they started me. HT Play, don't play no games in that little nigga that plays for G. What's happening? Let's get it. Bring your snap back to a 50. Now the cops just going around running their lips, and they asking about who did it. Nigga, don't mention, just stay in your place. Get the fuck out my face. You and me both know y'all ain't got enough for no case. Cause I don't know nothing, my knee. I don't know nothing, my knee. Me. Shorty on her knees, she blowing D just like a Reveille. She my trap queen, so you know she got the recipe. Grata, 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 grata. Sound of the motherfucking chopper go. Cross these niggas, no tic-tac-toes. Stepping on all they toes. I'm getting this money and flipping this money and smashing on all these hoes. My nigga, they chose. Just stay in your place. Get the fuck out my face. Cause you and me both know you ain't got enough for no case. Cause I don't know nothing, my knee. You know the lights and pressure's on. One fuck up and one nigga talked and all y'all niggas gone. Up the river, you're going up the river. For a murder, and that's a life sentence. Damn. They got no witnesses, no evidence, so shut your lips. I was asleep at my mama's house, and that's who I was with. And she won't trip. I was at her place, to the fuck of my face. Cause you and me both know you ain't got enough for no case. Cause I don't know nothing, my knee.
Now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
And that's the life sentence. Damn. K100Radio.com. That's where you can hit us up at, man. Make sure you go over there and check out the website. If you don't know about K100 Radio, man, anything, any questions, any concerns, anything you could possibly think up in your brain, is probably an answer over there at K100Radio.com. HT Player. I rock with
What's
that joint,
man.
That one too. I rock with that one too, homie. Yeah.
Does that
yeah.
sound like I'm from New York now? More, a little bit more. A little more Eastern.
That was more Eastern. That was more bars. Of course, you know, it still had the production. Definitely, is still more of a Midwest Southern thing. But you know, what I'm saying? You actually got more bars on that one. You know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I mean? I'd love to hear you over. I want to hear you because it sounds like you got bars. I'd love to just hear you over like a primo beat. Just take a primo beat. And just go in. Just go in. Just go. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how about this, man? Next time, listen, man. Anytime I'm in Atlanta, man, and you guys are going to have me at the station, I'll come to the station, and I spit a fire freestyle right over any beat you want. Because that's what I do anytime I'm in the radio station. I just spit a freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Just to let everyone know that I do got bars. Because, you know, sometimes you can get lost in the melodies. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Or, you know, we could just play a beat right now. But no, I ain't going to do it.
No, you know what? We can't do it right now because I'm over the phone, and it's going to be a delay. It'll be a delay, man. I don't want to do it over the phone. But if it was in person, I'd definitely do it, man. But over the phone, man, it's definitely a delay, man. I don't want to take that chance. It not being on beat perfectly. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that. Actually, we actually working on something where it won't be a delay, and we're actually going to start having freestyle battles live on our broadcast. But that's don't tell nobody about that part yet, because somebody's gonna.
I probably win that too. Don't worry.
Somebody's gonna steal that idea, but they yet to figure out how we're gonna pull it off. But we figured it out, so we're gonna be look out for that. You know, there's gonna be a contest. We're gonna be giving away free stuff. You know what I'm saying? So if you win everything, of course, it's too easy for you. I'm gonna invite you anyway, but I know you're gonna win because it's just too easy for AC Player. He's just gonna come take over. We're gonna definitely. Invite you online for that live cipher and that freestyle battle that we're gonna be doing. All right, man. One more time, man. Give away any more information like you want people to hear. Website, anything before we get ready to go.
Okay, yeah, man. HTPlayer.com. Snapchat me, please. Anybody listening to this right now, man, I love Snapchat. I'm always active on Snapchat. That's the number one way to get at me. HTPLOA on Snapchat. HTPlayer.com. Spotify, look me up, man, and I'm everywhere, man. So anytime you want to check me, just HTPLOA, but definitely Snapchat, man, HTPLOA. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to see you on Twitter, HTPLOA.
Okay. Okay.
I tried it. And everybody's like, Blizzum, you got to get on Snapchat, bro. I'm like, bro, I got fucking a massive following. Well, not massive, but a good following on IG, great following on Twitter. I'm Facebook damn near famous. I don't need one more. And so my son is like, yo, Pops, man, you know what I'm saying? Kind of showing your age, son. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get on Snapchat. I'm like, bro.
Well, that's where the ladies is at, man. Ladies love Snapchat, and I love them. So I got to be where they at.
But my DMs be popping, though.
That is crazy, man.
All right, HT Player, man, thanks for calling the K1's Radio, rocking with us live, direct, live interview. If you missed any of this, instant replay on SoundCloud. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to have time to post it up today. So if you missed any
Perfect.
Part of this, you hit it up. You know what I'm saying? And we'll send you out the link, and then you let the people know that couldn't tune in for you live, homie. Just put it in your, let people know where they can find the recording. All right, dog?
My G, I appreciate everything, man, and hopefully we'll be in contact soon. Keep my songs in rotation, brother. You already know what it is. HT Player signing out.
All right, dog. Later. All right. That wraps up this direct line interview right here on K1's Radio. We really appreciate everybody rocking with us over here, man. Again, you know, if you want to get information about being interviewed on K1's Radio, hit us up, K100Radio.com. Go to the ads and promo page. That's Chainless Entertainment. It'll direct you to the main parent website. Go to the ads and promo page. Ads and promo. Click that at the top. It'll take you over there if you got any questions about advertising. Direct line interviews, having us come out and broadcast live at your event, any kind of shit like that, anything you want to know about actually going live on the air on K100 Radio, you can go over there at K100Radio.com and go to the ads and promo page. We do email blast stuff, all kind of stuff. So if you need all that, everything we do is really low cost. You know what I'm saying? We try to keep it low so the independent artists, we understand everybody ain't got it yet. And most of the people that's rocking with us and most of the artists that we rocking with, they ain't necessarily got it yet, but we ain't doing shit free, but we make it really affordable. So don't walk up to us with a pair of Jordans on, smoking a blunt aloud and a cup of lean, talking about some, can you get some free shit? There go your services on your neck, your feet, and in your cup. And your lungs. And your blunt. So we don't want to hear that shit, but it's definitely affordable for anything that we do over here, and we keep it low for the independent artists so we can show them some love. So show us you're serious. Hit us up, K1's Radio. .com, the ads and promo page. What else? That's it right there. I'm going to go ahead and, on that note, get ready to get up out of here. We got DJ IM coming up at 7 o'clock. Yo, you ever heard DJ IM in the mix? You sleeping. DJ IM is on deck. He's coming up at 7. Our Thursday lineup is crazy. Shout out to KD. We just added another DJ. DJ OK the General, he's coming to the broadcast. Brand new mix show Tuesdays at 5 o'clock p.m. All right. He's got that Midwest Tulsa region on Lock Breaking Records over there and breaking them on K100 Radio. DJ OK the General, he starts next week. Not this week coming up, but the week after. So, yeah, 2 weeks. DJ OK the General debuts 5 o'clock p.m. on K100 Radio. So, shouts out to him. Shouts out to Tulsa, the whole Midwest, everybody that he's got over there in his region rocking, man. He's really cracking over there, doing a lot of work in the Midwest. So, we expanded, man. Of course, if you don't know, we're now BDS Monitor Station. So, if you're an independent artist, you need to get your music encoded and registered with Nielsen BDS so they can track your spins. So you walk up to an A&R and say, yo, I got like 2,000 spins every week, this week on this station, they're going to say, oh, yeah? And they're going to ask you the name of your song, and then they're not going to listen to anything else you say. They're just going to go put it in Nielsen BDS as a search, and they're going to find out if you're lying or not. That's how that works. and we're one of only 10 internet radio stations in the world that's actually being tracked by Nielsen BDS right now. This is for us. All right, we get ready to get up out of here. Like I said, DJ IM coming up at 7 o'clock. Yo, I really like this new joint by Royce da 5'9 with Pusha T and Rick Ross called Layers. It's pretty dope. I think I'm going to run that. That's it. I'm out. This is K100 Radio. Follow us at K100_Radio, IG and Twitter. Again, go find us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to the YouTube page. All that good stuff. Deuces.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
No pleasure in creative thinking because you don't think creatively anymore. The real joy of being a human.